If you have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 3 tonight. Acts chapter 3, we'll begin reading at verse 1. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sent for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering." I want to preach tonight for just a little while, kind of on different direction, on a lame man's revival. A lame man's revival. As I thought about this, and I was reading through these the other day, I thought, boy, praise God, something got a hold of this old boy here. And you see what takes place. And I'll notice, want you to notice, it's about five things that this old boy was. Number one, he was helpless. The Bible says that a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. So we see that this man was helpless. He couldn't take care of himself. He couldn't do much for himself. He couldn't get around for himself. He couldn't go nowhere by himself. He was kind of bogged down where he was. I want to say, if we ain't very careful in our Christian lives, we'll get bogged down where we are. We'll not be going nowhere for Jesus, amen. We'll not be going nowhere in our spiritual life. We'll get bogged down. We'll get helpless, amen. But this man was bogged down, amen. He was helpless where he was. Sometimes I don't know about you, sometimes, Brother Rex, I feel helpless. I feel like I don't have the strength to carry on. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, you're the pastor of church. You ought to be spiritual. You ought to be going on yonder, praise God, all the time. But I will say, praise God, I thank God for the Spirit of God. But I tell you what, sometimes the burden gets so heavy, it seems like you can't carry them. Praise God, it's all you can do to drag them. Amen? And you get burdened down with cares. You get burdened down, praise God, because you love your people. You love your family, your church members, praise God. And you feel so compassion for them, praise God. And you feel like you're helpless to do that needs to be done. It becomes a burden. So this fellow was later and he was helpless. Had to be carried. Amen. Couldn't go by self, praise God. Amen. I want to say, glory be God, I can't go by myself a whole lot of times. Now, you may be able to press on every day by yourself without any problem. But at some time, praise God, I need all the help I can get, and that right early. Amen. Amen. Because I need reinforcements at times. What about you? Do you ever need reinforcements? Praise God, ain't you glad you got somebody you can call on? Amen. Ain't you glad you got somebody you can count on? Praise God, ain't you glad you got somebody you can trust in? Rely on, praise God, and adhere to. And thank God for faith. Amen. But this fellow was helpless. He didn't have to, amen. He had to, everywhere he wanted to go, somebody had to carry him. Amen. Listen, everywhere I want to go for Jesus, he has to take me. I can't go by myself. I've tried, I've told you before, I've headed out in direction, praise God, and I thought the Lord wanted me to go. I know He wants me to go, praise God. As old Brother Bill said, praise God, if you take the go out of the gospel, you got to spell. Amen? But praise God, so I know He wants me, but there's times I've headed out, praise God, started down the road, going where I thought He wanted me to go, praise God. He turned me around and said, hey, no, I want you to go over here. And say, little did I know, praise God, He'd been working on somebody. Amen? He'd already been doing a number on somebody's heart. Hey, somebody needed a little encouragement. Maybe somebody needed somebody to come alongside, praise God, and give them a little hand up. Just a little nudge. Amen. But we see this fella, he was in a helpless condition. He couldn't help himself. Didn't he? He couldn't get up and go by himself. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad I can get up and go by myself. I'm glad my legs still carry me. Amen. Yet we don't understand how blessed we are till we get to where we can't go. Amen. We're blessed because we're able to go. Poor Miss Penny's little daddy's over there and his legs is about quit working. Just trying to drag himself along. They said today he fell again. We need to pray for Brother Charles. God help him that he can get this surgery maybe and just pray God will give him a miracle. Amen. His life. But praise God. Why? Because they have to carry him. They have to help him everywhere he goes. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this man, he was there and they carried him wherever he needed to go because he was helpless. But praise God, I want you to know something else. In verse 4 and 5 said he was hopeful. Amen. He may have been helpless. They may have had to carry him around, but praise God, there was hope in his heart. There was hope in his mind. And in verse 3 says, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms. Can you imagine being able to get down to the house of God, being able to get to the door of the church, praise God, and not being able to go in? Wouldn't it be something to have to sit outside and strain to hear what was going on inside? But he was sitting there, praise God, and he was watching those folks as they walked by. Can you see this? He's sitting there, praise God, with his beggar's robe and his beggar's cup. Amen. They were state supplied. You couldn't just go out and beg wherever you wanted to. Amen. In order to be a beggar, praise God, you had to have a beggar's attire. They give you that robe of a beggar. They give you that cup, amen, so you could sit and beg, so that you could ask home. And he was sitting there begging at the gate called Beautiful, praise God, as they went into the temple. Can you just imagine, praise God, his heart when he was watching those folks going in there? Amen. Maybe going in there sullen, maybe going in there downtrodden, maybe going in there discouraged. Go in there, pray God, worship Lord, serve God a little while. Come out, pray God, rejoicing and praising the Lord. He couldn't go. He was helpless to go, but he was hopeful somebody come along and share something with him. Amen. Now I think probably what he would have liked had more than anything wouldn't fit in that beggar's cup. Amen. What he liked to had, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Wouldn't have fit in that little bag. He was something so excited, praise God, that he could see them coming out with that he wished that he had. Amen. There was excitement in those folks. They may have went in discouraged, but they come out rejoicing, praise the Lord. Can you imagine his heart as he was hopeful, praise God, maybe just a little something? And then here comes these two good old boys. Oh, Peter and John. Amen. And that now they're going into the temple. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, verse 4, Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John. Amen. Peter saw that beggar sitting there and he seen that beggar's robe and he seen that beggar's cup. And he said, John, he said, let's go here a minute. Amen. What do you want to do that? Hey, let's go here and talk to this boy a minute. See if we can't, praise God, just give him a little bit of encouragement. See if we can't give him a little nudge from the glory world, praise God. Amen. Hey, give us something to go in the house of God and praise God for. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say anytime you do something for the Lord, glory be to God, it'll stir your heart. But every time you do something for the Lord, praise God, it'll stir your heart. But just think how many other people's it stirs. Amen. Amen. How many other bodies, praise God, that it calls them to realize that there's something to this thing, Christianity. And they get excited too. But they see this fella and they said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this man was helpless. Amen. But he was hopeful. He was hoping he could get a little something from these good old boys and say, come in now. And maybe somebody would come along and share a little something with. I want to say these people all over this community. That would rejoice to have you come along and just share a little bit with them. Maybe Brother Rex would tell them, maybe just a little bit of your time. Some of these older folks just want, what a blessing. Maybe you just sit down and talk to them for 5 minutes. Amen. These folks around here that don't ever have no company. Nobody come to talk to them. Nobody come to see them. And nobody ever has any dealings with them. And they sit there at the house day in and day out by themselves. Don't you know that could be discouraging? A lot of folks ain't able to get out and go. Amen. They're helpless, but they're hopeful. I wonder how many in this community, praise God, has got hope. Maybe someday, maybe today's will be the day that the grand young'uns will come by. Amen. Well, preacher, I'd go see Granny and Grandpa, but you know, I just don't have time. Let me tell you something, young, you better make time. Because there'll be a day ahead that my Grandma and Grandpa will be gone. You'll wish to God you had. Amen. Amen. I would to goodness I'd have spent a whole lot of, I spent a whole lot of time, but I wish I'd have spent a whole lot more time than I did with them. See, I thought it was important to run around and play and scurry around with all the other kids. But boy, I tell you what, the most precious time I had, I don't remember a whole lot of that. But I remember the time I spent with my grandparents. I remember day after day after day, praise God, a relationship that we had and the good words of encouragement that they give me. Amen. I remember sitting over with my grandpa Young, my mother's daddy, and I remember telling him things I'd done in school, a little old bitty accomplishments that I made in my life, in my activities. And boy, he'd just sit there rejoicing. Amen. Glory be God. You thought I was telling him I'd become president of the United States of America. I could go tell him, say, yeah. Said, went down there to the wrestling mat the other day. Praise God, I won a championship. Glory be to God. He was excited as I was. Amen. Praise God. I wouldn't take nothing for that. Just a little bit. They may be helpless, but praise God, they're hopeful. He was helpless, but praise God, he was hopeful. Amen. He was looking for a stirring. Praise the Lord. Not only was he helpless, but he was hopeful, but he was also helped. Amen. The Bible says that Peter said, verse 6 said, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. He said, I ain't got the riches of this world, but what I got, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. Glory be to God. You couldn't have done better for him if you'd have offered him $100 million. Amen. Glory to God. And he said he took him by the right hand. Now I'm talking about being helped. Amen. I'm talking a lame man's revival, praise God. He was there and he was helpless, praise God. But he's hopeful, glory to God. And he got help, praise God. I want to say, when you get to looking and longing for help from the God of glory, amen. Hey, I'll go further than that. When you get to looking for help from God's people, God will bless your heart. Yeah. Amen. Because when you get to looking for God to give people to help you, praise God, your life, in order for them to help you, praise God, he's got to help them. Amen. You know where Holy Ghost revival starts? Amen. It starts down in the heart of God's people. Amen. It starts in the heart wanting to be a help, praise God, and praise God, and never a hindrance. Amen. Praise God. So he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Amen. So this fellow was sitting there and he was helpless, but he had hope. He was hopeful that something, somebody could help him some way. And then Peter extended that right hand. Praise God. Amen. You know, in order to extend the right hand of Christian fellowship, praise God, you've got to be able to reach down that right hand, praise God, that great right hand of friendship. Amen. If you have that right hand of friendship, praise God, you can certainly have a right hand of fellowship. That's what's wrong in a lot of churches today, praise God. We don't have no friendship, praise God. No, it's hard to fellowship. But praise God, I count every one of you as my friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Brother Bill, you say, there's not a cull in the bunch. I count every one of you as my friends, praise God. I count every one of you as a help to me. And I thank God for it. I believe it's good when God's people help each other, don't you? Amen. Amen. So it's like a lame man's revival. We see the help that he gave him. So he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Amen. What happens when you have that friendship and that fellowship, praise God, it comes together in a oneness in God. Amen. And you begin to reach down and you begin to start trying to help people up. Amen. You praise the Lord, you realize, praise God, sometimes people get discouraged, sometimes people get dissuaded, but glory be to God, God puts an impulse down in your soul to go around and extend a hand. Amen. Begin to pull people up, begin to lift people up, begin to encourage people along the way. Amen. And people begin to get encouraged. Amen. They begin to get encouraged. Who? In the Lord. Amen. They see that there's something in you, praise God, that's different. This lame man seen something in Peter and John that was different, that he had never seen before. He said, well, preacher, he was sitting right outside the temple. They was people going in and out all the time. Yeah, but they was the first ones ever stopped and paid him some attention. They was the first ones ever took time for this old boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because he was helpless. Praise God, he is hopeful. And praise the Lord, but he was helped. Amen. Not only was he helped, but he was healed. Look at verse 8. He said immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Amen. I'm talking about healing. Praise God. Amen. I'm not talking about weeks and weeks of therapy and rehab and wearing braces. I'm talking about jumping up, praise God, with power of God on you. Amen. And being healed. Amen. Hey, ain't nothing to stir a spirit of revival down your soul, praise God, when God sends healing. Amen. Amen. When God touches you, something that's going on, some affliction in your life. Amen. Praise God. Some kind of an affliction in the flesh or some kind of adverse thing that you're going to, praise God, in your life. And God Almighty comes through, glory be to God, and He gives healing.
Amen.
Amen. And you know it's of God, praise God, because man couldn't do it. Amen. There's no man that could heal somebody, praise God, been lame from the mother's womb. But God can. Amen. I'm talking about a lame man's revival, glory be to God. Hey, well, something took place down inside him, glory to God, and it worked from his head to the top of his head to the soles of his feet. It was a renewing, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A renewing took place. And the Bible said, he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Amen. Praise God, there was a healing took place. Glory be to God. He come up out of there, praise God, and he stood there a minute. Amen. And he said, glory be to God, never seen it in this fashion before. Oh, man. And then he began to move his feet and praise the Lord, them bones and them muscles begin to work, glory be to God. And he got to look, and the first thing he did, he looked down there to the temple at praise God, at the gate called Beautiful, and he was sitting there, and he looked down there at the gate of the temple. He said, glory be to God. Amen. He said, fellas, if you're going in, I'm going with you. Amen. You talk about a lame man's revival, praise God. He may have been hopeless, helpless, but praise God, hope came along and hope set him free.
Amen.
Amen. See, hope will help you. Amen. Remember what we said hope is? That's faith with expectation. Amen. He may have been helpless, but when you're hopeful, praise God, you're expecting something to happen. He was expecting something to happen. Hey, every day they carried him down through there and set him at the gate, praise God. And he said, hey, listen, young, praise God, this might be today.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be God. Hey, listen, Brother Robert, every time I come in those doors, praise God, I come in with attitude, praise God, this might be the day.
Amen.
Every morning I get up, every Sunday morning, praise God, every time I get ready to go to the house of God, I say, glory to God, this might be the day. Amen. This might be the day, praise God, and brother such gets up, jumps up, shouts, praise God, gives God glory. Maybe a day some of them old doors will open up, some old sinner, praise God, some of my family, some of your family, some of our kinfolk, praise God, come through the door, fall to all face and all, and get saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, this might be the day. What are you saying? I say, I'm hopeful. Amen. I got a high expectation. I'm expecting God to do it. Praise the Lord. I'm expecting to see Him move. Praise God. Amen. So we see Him healed. He entered with them into the temple. Amen. Praise God. See, before it was forbidden. Lame people, those sick and all, they couldn't go in. Amen. It was made where they couldn't go into the temple. But praise God, this day, this lame man. I'm talking about a lame man that's got Holy Ghost revival down in his soul, praise God. He said, he was jumping, shouting, praise the Lord, saying, I'm not that man I used to be.
Amen.
Amen. He was somebody going somewhere. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad we're serving the same God today?
Amen.
Amen. He's still the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. Praise the Lord. If a lame man that sat at a gate can have revival, how much more me and you? Amen. When we begin to realize how great He is. Praise the Lord. And he got to enter in the temple. Praise the Lord. Not only was he helped and he was healed, but he was happy. Amen. You imagine how happy he was? Are you happy tonight? Amen. You're sitting in the house of God, worshiping the Most High God. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. We ought to be rejoicing. Amen. But notice what the Bible said. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered in with them into the temple. Now watch how he entered. Walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. You talk about some old boy done die happy. Amen. Glory be to God. You couldn't have held him down. You couldn't have tied him down. You couldn't have, praise God, it wouldn't matter how strong you was. Glory be to God, there was something been unleashed inside this good old boy. Praise God. Amen. And this old lame man done got the victory. This old lame man done got revival. He done got stirred down his soul. He done got healed from God. He had done got that was helpless and done through hope. Praise God. Had found help. Amen. And he got up. But praise God, when he got up, he didn't just get up. He got up shouting, praising, jumping, leaping, and praising God. Amen. He got up happy. You remember when God saved you? You remember how you felt when you got up? Glory be to God, you went down and felt like you had 1,000,000 tons of laying on you. When you got up, praise God, you got up with victory, got up rejoiced, you got up happy. You couldn't wait to run tell people, praise God, Jesus saved me. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lame man's revival, praise God. He come out of there shouting, leaping, come out of walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. See what happened when he got happy. When he got happy, praise God, he didn't care who seen it. When he got happy in the Lord, praise God, when he got happy down in his soul, praise God, it didn't matter who was looking. It didn't matter what they said. It didn't matter, amen, the comments they made, praise God. When he got happy down in his soul, he got to go to the house of God. When he got to jump and walk and leap and praise the Lord, he just praised God.
Amen.
He didn't care what they thought. Amen. Why? Because a lame man had done got revival in his soul. That one that was had to be carried about. He didn't have no strength within himself. See, there's a whole lot of lame people in the world today. There's a whole lot of crippled people in the world today. They have no strength. They try to press on by themselves. But I want to say today, we need somebody to carry us. We need somebody to get us to a place, God, praise the Lord, because we're helpless till we can get help. Amen? And praise God, through hope, we can come to that place of help. Amen? We can come to that place of that healing. Glory be to God. God, touch us in the innermost part of our beings. Amen. Get us up from there. Shake off the mully grubs. Shake off the discontent. We get up content what we got and where we are, who we are, praise God, and who we have down in our soul, praise God. And we get to shouting and leaping and just praising God.
Amen.
Amen. We'll get happy down in our soul. Amen. Hey, listen, God never intended for us to be a bunch of old humdrum, unhappy people. He intended us to have joy unspeakable, praise God. Abundance of our heart, praise God. The joy overflowing our soul. I'm talking about a spirit of revival.
Amen.
In our heart. I want to say, praise God, if we get our hearts right, every time we come to the house of God, there'd be a spirit of revival. Amen. How do you know? Because you bring it with you. Amen. You'd come to get in, you'd come to praise God.
Amen.
If we could just stop every time we come in those doors and thank God for how blessed we are. Amen. When you're able to come up the ramp or come up steps and walk in and sit down in your pew, praise God, you ought to come with a spirit of revival. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the health. Thank you for the well-being. Thank you for the mind, praise God, to want to come and worship you. Give you glory and to give you praise. Amen. We'd come happy. Amen. Now we come through here like this. And what?
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Amen. But you know what? We ought to come in with a spirit of revival in our hearts. Say, thank you, God, for the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, I come in one more. Could you imagine that old boy? He'd been sitting there for years and years. They'd carried him and set him down there. Put his beggar's robe around him, a garment around him, put the cup in his hand or at his feet. He sat there, helpless. Sat there hopeful. Amen. Praise God. And then somebody come along that offered him some help. Glory be to God. I want to say glory. If you come to the house of God looking for help, I guarantee you, you'll get a cup full every time. Amen. I guarantee, if you come with a beggar, like a beggar, amen, to seek what you can get from the Lord, He'll fill your cup. Amen. And He said, I guarantee you'll go home satisfied. Amen. A lame man. Amen. A lame man's revival. He got a stirring. Got something going on down in his soul. Praise God. How do you know that, preacher? Because it run over on him. Amen. He couldn't contain it. Amen. Got there in the temple and they was watching. Said, who's that fella? He looks familiar. Who's that come in? He's with old Peter and John. He ain't one of the disciples. Who is that fella? And then I see him as he grabs old Peter around the neck, son, gives him a Holy Ghost hug. Amen. Gives him a big old kiss on the cheek. Praise God. Said, thank you, bro. I love you. Amen. Praise God. Before old John could move, he spun around. He grabbed old John too. Amen. John the beloved. Praise God. Old John, by that time, he was tender heart. Probably tears are running down his face. And glory. He's probably going, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Then folks look around. They were in amazement. Somebody said, hey, that's an old beggar that sat out by the gate. You know that old fella that sat out there every day? That can't be. He's crippled from his mother's womb. He's crippled. He couldn't be. That's him. He's healed. He's here, praise God. He's rejoicing. He's magnifying God. He's leaping and praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What do you reckon got a hold of him? He said, Holy Ghost revival. Amen. So that's what got a hold of him. Revival in his soul. Revival in his body. Revival in his spirit. You know, when we get down and we get down on ourselves and we get discouraged, you know discouragement can make you sick. Discouragement can make you sick. But praise God, but when you get encouragement, even if you're sick, praise God, it can make you feel good. Amen. Praise God. And we got encouragement in the Lord. Praise God. I look to the hills which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. I'm encouraged because I know that He's always present. He's always there. He's that ever-present help, even in a time of trouble. Praise God. So we see a lame man's revival down there at the gate called Beautiful. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see him as he went in, leaping and jumping and praising God. That's what will happen when Holy Ghost revival sets in. You say, how do you know? Because that's what David did when he went in. He took the ark. Amen. When he went into the city, praise God, with the ark. Praise the Lord. He went in leaping and praising God. Jumping and singing and giving God glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Wouldn't it be good but for most Baptists, it's hard to get a Holy Ghost grunt. We get that. What people find. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost grunt. If you get a Holy Ghost, I don't know if you're clearing your throat or praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You're just throwing your hands and say, well, glory. Amen. Praise God. Y'all, I'm talking about it's cutting loose. Amen. I'm talking about a soul-stirring revival in your soul. What's holding you back? You're able to get up and walk and move around. Praise the Lord. We ought to be praising God every time we can, every time we get an opportunity. Just praising God and giving Him glory for all that He's already done for us. And what He helps us to be. Amen.